Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, as promised, are Dan Evans and Carolyn Servet. Good morning to you both.
Hello,
good
Robert.
Morning.
And Dan and Carolyn, you two surprise me. This is, I'm holding a copy of, I guess fresh off the press, Dan, a copy of Sitka, Home in the Wild.
Right.
And it is gorgeous. It is just gorgeous. And you got Carolyn Servet to contribute the prose to this book. And I want to talk about this collaboration in just a minute. But I know, Dan, that you can hardly go anywhere in Sitka now without seeing your photographs, and I've known you a long time. I think we've lived in Sitka just about the same amount of time, and you have just, the photography has really just kind of snowballed for you as kind of an avocation to passion to profession now, in a way.
Yeah, it has. I started out taking pictures almost 30 years ago here when mm-hmm. I arrived. The whole idea was to show people from, I was from New York, and I wanted to show people what it was like here, so I learned how to take pictures. But as it went along, I thought, well, I'll try to make some money at this.
Right.
And I thought the tourists was the way to make money. Mm-hmm. It never really worked until I figured out that the people in Sitka really want good pictures of what they do around here so they can send them to friends and relatives. And that's when it all started clicking for me.
Right. I mean, the photographs, some of them are spectacular places that it seems like you and you alone all find, but others are just, it's the Indian River Falls, it's the totem raising at Sitka National Historical Park, it's the O'Connell Bridge at sunset from the viewpoint of the national park, I guess, at low tide with the western sun kind of shining orange on the sand, and it's stuff we see, but we never really see until we get this book.
Right. It's been interesting because a lot of times when I'm taking these pictures, I don't see anybody around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking people are home either sleeping or eating or whatever at those times, and it's like the magical times. I feel privileged to be out there at that time taking the pictures.
Yeah, well, unless the playoffs are on, I'm out there. Carolyn, you and Dan had a collaboration a few years ago, and now he's finally got you.
That's true. We almost had a collaboration in the first book that Dan did, which was Sitka, Portrait of the Wilderness,
mm-hmm.
and he asked me to do the prose at that point, and I don't remember what I had going on, but I didn't have the time to do it then. And I suggested Dave Hardy to him, and Dave did the prose for that book.
Mm-hmm.
And I
just reread that book. I was down visiting a friend in Oregon, and it was on the bookshelf there, and I just pulled it out. I don't know, it just made me tremendously homesick for Sitka, and Dave did a fantastic job.
He did.
On that
he
book.
Did. It was really quite a wonderful collaboration that time around. And so mm-hmm. when Dan mentioned this one to me, I thought, oh, yeah. I mean, this time I had time to work on it, so mm-hmm. I was pleased.
Well, the bringing a Sitka photographer and a Sitka author together in that particular book, Sitka Portraits of a Wilderness, with Dave Hardy and Dan Evans, it kind of influenced the way you thought about approaching this collaboration, didn't it, Carolyn?
It did, because Dave's narrative was one single piece, and It's a wonderful, continuous thread through that book. The thing that struck me about it was that you would read sections of it, and then there were lots of photographs to see, and then you'd have to remind yourself where you were in the narrative and go, to the next section of it. So I thought, instead of having it be a single narrative this time, to break it up and have, sections of prose that might correspond or maybe not. I wasn't sure how well they would actually correspond with the photographs, but so I just counted the number of pages of prose in mm-hmm. the first book and said, okay, there are 12 pages of prose. So I decided to write 12 short pieces about various aspects of this place that strike me, and I wanted them to be just short little meditative pieces. So that's how I ended up structuring my part of it. And when I gave it to Dan, I think it really influenced what he chose in terms of the photographs and then how the whole book was put together.
Yeah, the 12 meditations are like on water, on feather and song, is that right?
They're birds. Bird and bird song. There's
whales,
people,
yeah.
Whale, alpine,
right.
Forest, muskeg, estuary. It starts in, actually it opens with raven.
Mm-hmm.
Flying out over the landscape, and so you get the sort of setting of the place through the eyes of Raven at mm-hmm. the outset, and then we go to all these separate pieces, and it ends with the aurora.
Right. And Dan, Carolyn brought you this manuscript, and I guess you sort of re-engineered the way you were going to lay out the photographs to correspond.
Oh, I did. You know, it always starts out with I have a pile of 200 or 300 photographs that I have to really condense down. But when Carolyn came up with this idea, then I had to go through it, and I was seeing I was missing some pictures. So I really wanted to get this book done last year, but I didn't have some of the pictures. So it took a little bit longer to fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have I even said what it's called? Sitka, A Home in the Wild. And, you know, I guess, you know, there are a lot of kind of glitzy coffee table books about Alaska. But I think you said something at the beginning of this interview, Dan, that this book, I guess just because the prose in it and the fact that the pictures are things that, you know, kind of run the spectrum from kind of the ordinary things that we don't really notice to the spectacular that kind of exist around us that we might not always have access to, that it really got this incredible resonance just for people of Southeast. This might be that glitzy coffee table book that, that you're right, the tourists may have to pass by and the local is going to be drawn to. I told you I'm fawning. You guys should talk now. You
can. Well, I think there's a group of tourists that will take this home, I'm sure. People who spend, you know, any short amount of time here, I mean, probably not just 5 or 6 hours, but if they're here for 2 or 3 days, I expect that they'll take this book home.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really does, I think, what you say, Robert, it really covers parts of Sitka that we look at every day, but it just brings a fresh perspective to it. And the ordinary becomes extraordinary.
Right.
I love, for example, the photograph of the raven that opens the book. I mean, the ravens are everywhere, you
mm-hmm.
know. But that picture is an extraordinary photograph
right.
of a raven just taking off in flight. And the pictures of the bridge or the pictures of just the things that we see every day. And I love that combination of the spectacular and the ordinary.
Mm-hmm. I know I get out quite a bit. I know a lot of people listening do. We all get out, and we have moments when everything, the stars just seem to align and everything works out perfectly. Like you're out in Chatham Strait on a flat, calm evening, and the water is like mercury, and it just is absolutely gorgeous. And of course, even if you had a camera, you couldn't capture it. I wonder how long does it take, Dan, for you to position yourself for like this picture in here of Lake Diana that I think I've seen as a panorama portrait, to be up at Lake Diana on a beautiful day when the lupin are in full bloom and it happens to be clear. How much strategy, what do you have to do to capture some of
that
these images?
That particular picture, I hiked up on the ridge the day before and I saw that patch of lupins, but it was in the evening
mm-hmm.
and the sun wasn't hitting there yet. So I knew the sun was going to hit there at about 6 in the morning. So I hiked, it was about 45-minute hike from camp up there. And I hiked up there, and when the sun started hitting the lupins. So a lot of it is, how long does it take me to get a picture is, I think about it beforehand a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes it doesn't take any time at all. Once I get there, snap the picture, and it's all about the light.
And you just happen to be there the day ahead of time? I mean, this lake is at 1,700 feet.
I'm always thinking of great pictures. I think if you're a photographer, you're always looking at things in a little bit different way, looking at light more than you are at the mm-hmm. at the flowers, I'd be thinking about how to get the best light on those flowers.
I'm guessing that your strategy is just to be out as much as you can and have your gear with you. How much weight does your camera outfit add to your pack?
It's a nightmare. Actually, I went out yesterday to try to take pictures of deer in snowfall, and Eric Speck went with me, and he felt my pack, and he goes, I can't believe you carry this much weight with you. It was about 50, 60 pounds. Hmm. But that was specially for photo trips, you know, just all photo gear.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot. How much does your notebook weigh and your pencil, Carolyn?
I don't think it registers on the scale, that scale anyhow.
Yeah. Have you two planned any other collaborations? Are you going to do any readings or anything from this book or work together more? This could be the beginning of a beautiful thing.
Well, I don't. We haven't talked about other projects. There's a book signing going to happen at the Larkspur on Saturday afternoon,
from 4 to 6,
and we'll be at the Christmas Bazaar selling books.
Artisans Market. After all this is over, then I break the books out to the stores.
Okay.
I kind of wait. Try to sell them myself first, and then after the Artisans Market, then they'll get released downtown.
All right. Well, I'm sure people will want to get a look at this, and I'm glad to hear that it will be widely available and that you two will be available to sign it and talk about it, because I do think it is a really terrific, I don't know, snapshot of life in Sitka. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks, Robert.
This morning, I've been speaking with Carolyn Servet. She is the author, and Dan Evans, the photographer. The team have combined to produce a book called Sitka, A Home in the Wild, which should be widely available in Sitka in the very near future.